Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, August 8th, 2011. We'll begin our meeting today, if you'll rise with me, by invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
I ask that we honor the memory of Chief Cohen. I want to file a prayer of prayer. Mighty God, thank you for allowing us to live in a great nation. Lord, be with those who don't have you. We ask that you protect all of our military personnel. Provide comfort, families, they protect us. Father, that I ask that you give us this collective power to make the right decision, legal, ethical, representative. Pray all of these things for Christ.
Please join me in the pledge to our nation's flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All righty. We will begin our agenda items today with items under purchasing. Item A is to award a term contract for auditing services for Jefferson County to Patillo, Brown, and Hill. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a contract for auditing services with Patillo, Brown, and Hill. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a gas sales contract between Jefferson County and Oneoke Energy Marketing Company, effective August 1st, 2011 to July 23rd, 2012. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 3 for the Sabine Neches Navigation District Control Building Reconstruction Project to install additional electrical duct bank for extension of conduits, additional hours of survey time, installation of conduit on the center island adjacent to the saltwater locks, changing routing of bore conduit to the 7-gate structure, additional light poles and rain days provided for on 621 and 622, and increased days of completion by 14 days. This changed in the amount of $70,832.53 and increases the contract total from $2,481,766 to $2,552,598.53, and this is a project that is funded by the disaster grants through now the General Land Office. By addendum, we have items E and F. E is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County for the period August 8th, 2011 to August 7th, 2012. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional service agreement with the LaBiche Architectural Group to render architectural services for the roofing repairs at the Jefferson County Sub-Courthouse for a fixed fee in the amount of $2,400 plus reimbursable expenses. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion of these issues?
D. I know this is really not all that we're doing is authorizing the change on that. And my question is there enough funding in this original grant proposal to cover all of these additional expenses that they've incurred on that project?
I think that, and correct me if I misspeak, Mr. Rayo, but our agreement with the Navigation District is that the total amount of the funding allocated to this project is what's going to be utilized, unless there's some moving of funds from other projects that are funded by TDRA disaster grants that come in under budget. And they understand full well that if they spend more than they're allocated, that they're on the hook for those money.
But Judge, one thing about, and Dawn, you may have to get us, why is there so many change orders coming anyway? Give me us a reason. We need to start getting reason for this.
These are just difficult contracts, Commissioner. And we at the county are not used to these kind of contracts because these folks do things a little differently than we do. And a lot of times they do a lot of contracts expecting change orders because building down in that marsh is very difficult. And they never know what they're going to encounter. And that's where they are and that's what they're working with. This control center down there is one that was wiped out by the hurricane, and they're trying desperately to get it back together. These are not unexpected, but they did sign an agreement with the county stating that anything over and above their allocated amount was to be funded by them. And so this additional basically will be paid for by them. Their amount from TDRA that we granted them will remain the same until everything is over and done with. Then if there's some additional monies that could be returned to some of these folks for their additional expenses, it will be done so.
And I think they've also had some conversations with DD6 and how they can best work together to make sure that the drainage works well, and those have resulted in a couple of changes. But any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Moving on, County Commissioners, we can table item A. We're still in the lower part of the Keach Byram Drought Index, and I understand that Mr. Fountain has spoken to some of the volunteer fire chiefs, and they feel comfortable with us putting that off another week. Item B is to consider and possibly approve the adoption of a proclamation celebrating the week of August 8th through 14th, 2011, recognizing the pioneering women who have given of themselves to assist women in achieving greater heights to improve the quality of life throughout our community. And we have some representatives here that I'll call up here in just a minute. Item C is to receive and file engagement letter with Vincent and Elkins regarding Ford Park bonding consultation. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding the we're going to table that item D.
And can we take item I separately, Judge?
Yes. Item E is to conduct, well, we'll take that item separately too. Item F is to consider and possibly approve a resolution finding. That's going to be separately. And G will be separate. And item H is to consider and possibly authorize the district attorney to file an intervention in a suit styled Hinosa versus Controlled Fluids, Inc. for property damage and medical expenses incurred as a result of an automobile accident involving a county vehicle on May 24th, 2011. Do I have a motion on items B, C, and H?
Second.
Okay, any discussion on those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. So at this time, and I would ask the representatives of the pioneering women to come to the podium and tell us. No, I is going to be separately. Come forward, Ms. Guillory.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for having us and proclaiming that week, Women's History Week. We have some of our fabulous jewels here who are fierce and fabulous. Ms. Linda K. Macon and Ms. Marilyn Adams. Y'all can stand. I know some of you know them very well and know all the strives and enhancements they've done throughout our community. And we're so proud of them. We also will be honoring Carolyn Linda Fouts, Norma Zarzosa, and Harji Savoy, which is out of Mid County. And we're asking all of you to come out. We have a little gift for you all. It's a lavender bracelet we want you to wear throughout this month, and it represents women's history. We appreciate you having us here today. Thank you.
Thank you. If you give me a second, I'll read this proclamation. Ms. Adams, Ms. Megan, if y'all would like to come to the podium just a minute. This is a proclamation passed by the Commissioner's Court effective today. Whereas Pioneering Women is a grassroots organization founded to enhance the lives of women, and its mission is to motivate, educate, activate, and uplift women for the betterment of humanity. And whereas the week of August 8th through 14th, 2011 is Fast and Fabulous Week, commemorating the 91st anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which guarantees all American women the right to vote. Achieving the milestone required a lengthy and difficult struggle, and the victory took decades of agitation and protest. And whereas this milestone is something many of us take for granted today with our busy schedules, Pioneering Women is dedicated to honoring the legacy of those past pioneers and spotlighting the contributions of present-day pioneers in our community. And whereas the Fierce and Fabulous Women of Vision Honorees Luncheon on August 11, 2011 will celebrate five extraordinary women for their dedication and contributions to their professions in our communities: Linda Fouts, Norma Zorzosa, Linda K. Macon, Marilyn Adams, and Hargie Savoy. And whereas Pioneering Women financially supports many of the nonprofit organizations in our communities, as well as provides scholarships to college students to purchase books through the CAP program, now therefore be it resolved by the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, that in honor and recognition of the 91st anniversary of the 19th Amendment and of all women in our community living the legacy, we do hereby declare August 8th through 14th as Fierce and Fabulous Week. Thank you. I'm well acquainted with both your honorees here today and have great respect and admiration for both of them. I've often said about Linda Kay that I've heard of type A personalities, but she's type AA personality. All right. Back to item E. Let me take item I first. Is consider and possibly approve the hiring of Jennifer Hogan Camp as the director of the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alfred. Do I have some discussion on that issue? And would you like to make
Judge, commissioners, after numerous weeks of applicants coming forward, Mrs. Hogan Camp has rose to the top. I'm pleased to bring her name to the court for consideration. She comes to us with a wealth of experience. She's had experience as the assistant airport manager for the city of Brownsville, the airport manager for the airport manager for the city of San Antonio. She comes to us with a Bachelor of Science degree in aviation management, which is a first for our county, to actually have somebody with a four-year degree plan in regards to airport management. She has done working on her master's of public administration. She's had numerous experience working with the FAA, with grants, Texas Department of Transportation, their aviation division as well. She's dealt with terminal expansions, runway expansions. She's been involved with Chamber of Commerce's and EDC's with other cities. She knows how city government runs, how county government runs, so that's gonna be a big help. At an airport that she was at in San Antonio, that airport received Reliever Airport of the Year in 2009. She, as I said, has been very active in the community promoting the airport. So I have great confidence in her ability and what she's gonna do in regards to our airport. She understands the challenges that our airport faces. We've had some very candid discussions in that regard. But she looks at those challenges as opportunities to bring our airport to a successful level. So with that, Mrs. Hogenkamp.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me, and I thank you for this opportunity. I'm really excited about it, and as Commissioner Weaver spoke about the challenges of the airport, I'm well aware of the challenges that come with any airport, and you guys are no different in that regard, and so I'm looking forward to that. I'm a worker, and I like my job, and I've always enjoyed my career field, so for me, it's not something that I want to just come in and walk in the park. I like a challenge, so I'm looking forward to it. I think my experience is going to really transfer well here. I think it's going to be a really positive thing in my efforts here to tackle those challenges. And I want to also just thank you guys. I've had a tremendous amount of hospitality extended to me while I've been here, and I just want to thank you all for that as well.
Commissioner, I'm going to cut you off for just a second. You must have planned this just right. You and the Pioneer Women's College.
I knew nothing. I'm telling you, it was not planned that way. It just worked out. But again, she's going to do great things. I really feel that. And she's recognized the challenges, and she's got some ways that we can address that. So,
anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. And Ms. Hogenkamp, welcome to Jefferson County.
Congratulations.
All right, moving back, we are going to recess on item E out of Commissioner's Court to conduct a public hearing to consider and possibly find that the creation of Emergency Services District Number 3 is feasible. Item F to consider, no, we'll do that once we come finish the public hearing. Is there anyone that is here for the public hearing today to make any comments related to the feasibility of creating an emergency service district number 3? Come forward, Mr. Oxford. Podium. Let me ask first, is there anyone here that is here to speak against the creation of emergency services district number 3 or against the finding by the Commissioner's Court of feasibility? Okay, go ahead, Mr. Oxford. I know that you
I might have
presented
hit a
some
fly
equipment,
with
but I don't think it's necessary if there's no one here that's to go through the entire presentation, but I'll leave that up to you.
Well, I will save you all the time, but I did spend the better part of last week trying to get this thing organized. Anyway, it's a real good presentation if y'all are ever bored and you want to read it. But there is a couple highlights that I would like to touch on, and that is last week there were some issues by some larger landowners about property taxes and all that. We've addressed the whole property tax issue in this PowerPoint, and I'm not even going to go through it. It's in this your packets that you have, and if anybody else wants one of these packets, I can give you one.
Let me ask you a question before you start. You said you addressed it with him, because I got several emails, and you addressed it. You have talked to those individuals?
Well, we have talked to those individuals. Doug Saunders is here, and David is here, the fire chief from Nome and the fire chief from China. And they have talked. The one particular person that raised the issue, Doug, talked.
Okay.
And I don't think anything we
since
could ever tell
here, so them. Since they're not here, so it must have soothed their palate since they're not here.
Well, I think it's one of those deals where, look, it's just we don't agree on property taxes, and we'll never vote for property
taxes. Okay,
tax.
I understand.
But I think that at the end of the day, they were a rather large landowner, but they also, 7 of their 10 properties, I believe, were under a agricultural exemption. And when you totaled up at the anticipated tax rate, the amount of increase in their property taxes, I believe, was
$167.
$141 at the anticipated.
That's what they would be. If you, the Doug and David say, look, we only need 5 cents of the 10 cents that's going to go before election. So if you assess the 5 cents on the value of their their property, they would pay $141.
And Judge, if I can ask, I mean, really our action here today is merely to consider and possibly approve the to call for an election.
Right.
We are not making any decisions on whether it's right or wrong. All we're doing, just for clarification, is allowing for an election of the situation. And let the people speak, and that's always been a good thing. Let the people vote.
However, since I did talk about the property tax issue, the $141, one of the issues that was discussed and part of the determination of feasibility was the fact that the ISO ratings, the insurance service organization ratings, because of the presence of emergency services districts, should significantly decrease the cost of homeowners and other casualty insurance in the area for fire to an amount that is more than the increase in the taxes. So, but that's an issue for y'all to decide. So,
well, just in case you're asked, included in this packet on the third page from the back are some real life examples of homeowners out in the area. We did four examples where ISO ratings actually increased from like a 4 to 8. And this column here in yellow, it says savings, but really it's how much their insurance premiums went up as a increased ISO rating. So what we're hoping to do with this district is bring these numbers back from an 8 back down to a 4. So it's also kind of what they would save if we were able.
All righty. Any other public comment?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Commissioner, you can go ahead.
Was there a signature petition required of this process or obtained?
Yes, sir, and that was certified by the tax assessor collector.
Okay, and how many names did y'all have on the petition, you recall? Just the required amount, or was it?
Well,
more?
We just certified the required amount.
Okay.
Once we got it certified, the required amount.
I just looking through the presentation, I didn't see that noted in here, but maybe I just missed it. But so there was a petition drive.
Yeah, and there is a lady in Nome who's trying to do a counter petition, but I don't think there is such a thing. So really, would you know, if she's against it, then she just needs to get organized and get people to vote against it.
Okay, just asking. Thank you.
Would you give us the, and for the public, since it's all, everybody's here, give us the boundaries that this particular district would cover?
It's on the map, but it's the areas of the Nome Volunteer Fire Department and the area of China Volunteer Fire Department. And so the boundary description is pretty, it's also in the petition that we filed. This, to be clear, this thing does not combine the two volunteer fire departments, because I've kind of learned out there, they don't, sometimes people don't want the two combined. The only thing it does is it creates a common funding source.
So as it is now, assuming this should pass, the two departments will continue to be autonomous of each other or help each other out in emergencies, or how's it going to work?
Everything will continue the same. It's just that each year they'll submit a budget to the ESD board commissioners who y'all appoint, and then those commissioners review their budget and their needs and figure out how to distribute money.
Okay.
Hubert, as far as the EMS services, who provides that? Who will? I know we have the fire chiefs here, but as far as EMS?
Right now, who provides it?
Southeast Texas. Okay.
So I'm sorry, I'm not trying to be short, but I don't want to waste y'all's time going through this.
Any comment? Any other public comment or any further questions from the members of court? If not, we'll recess out of the public hearing and return to the commissioner's court agenda items. And items F and G are to consider and possibly approve and receive and file a resolution finding the creation of emergency district number 3 feasible, and an order for an election concerning the creation of the district, so it's give the residents of the proposed district an opportunity to vote on whether or not they want it. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Moving on to items under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve budget amendment for Precinct 4 for the purchase of a computer in the amount of $1,500. Item B is to consider and approve budget transfer for Ag Extension for the purchase of a computer in the amount of $1,000. Item C is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending June 30th, 2011. And item D is regular county bills, checks number 356223 through 356507. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items passed unanimously. Under District Attorney, item A is to request approval for Tom Manis, Criminal District Attorney, to attend the National District Attorneys Association Conference to be held in Denver, Colorado, September 26th through 30th, 2011. This is to replace the conference held in Idaho in July, which he was unable to attend. This is a budgeted item. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Under engineering, item A is to consider and possibly approve amended final plat of lot 3, block 10 of the William Reppin subdivision out of the M. Pivoto survey, abstract number 43. The purpose is to relocate the property line between two existing tracts of land. It's located in precinct number 4 within the city of Beaumont's ETJ. Do we have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. And item A under Sheriff's Department is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the cities of Beaumont and Port Arthur itemizing asset sharing to be received from the 2011 Burn Justice Assistance Grant Program Award. Do I have a motion on that item?
So, second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Weaver.
Oh, excuse me, Weaver, okay. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. Do we have any announcements or anything else that any member of the court wishes to bring up? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for attending today.